Message number 734. Mother of God, a division in the world to be brought about by Gog and Magog will split families in two. Monday, March 18, 2013 at 07:35 p.m. My child, you must never doubt the importance of this mission or allow attacks on you to divert your attention from my beloved son. It is because of my son's love and mercy that he reveals to the world the plans by the evil one to snatch souls before the time of the end. This devious plan has been devised for a very long time and will be inflicted on God's children by Masonic forces whose allegiance is to the evil one. Let no one be in any doubt as to the prophecies revealed by me, your mother, to visionaries and seers throughout the centuries. Children, you must not be frightened. Instead, you should be hopeful and rejoice, for the time for the new heaven and new earth is soon, and God's children will finally be rid of the evil which each one of you has borne witness to throughout your lives. This time has been foretold in my father's book, and because of this you must accept the truth of the contents of the book of Revelation. If you do not accept the book of Revelation given to John, then you cannot say you accept the rest of the book, the most holy Bible. Much of what is to come will be difficult and hurtful, for the division in the world to be brought about by Gog and Magog will split families in two. The evil scheming and the deceitful plans devised by the false prophet and the Antichrist will be the greatest deception since the Pharisees denied my son. When the Pharisees denied my son, they prevented the truth from being given to God's children. This reduced the numbers and the followers of my son during his time on earth and prevented them from becoming Christians. The same will be true of these two who will bear the image of goodness but who will lead many of God's children astray. They will blind many to the truth, as the sweeping changes which they will bring about throughout their reign will detach people from the laws of God. God's children will be told that evil is acceptable and that certain sins are not offensive to God. People will believe them and as a result will turn their backs on God. Pray that their reign will be short and that the truth will prevail so that my son's church on earth can remain intact. Your beloved mother, Mother of Salvation.